Well, as you know, here on The Naked Scientist, we do like to bust a few myths. We have our regular myth conception. So I thought we'd ask the panel here if you've got any things that you've come across and think that's a real scientific howler. I mean, for me, it would be something like there's this saying that people say, have a stiff drink, it puts hairs on your chest. I mean, that's absolute rubbish, because if you do drink too much, it damages your liver. And then the amount of female hormones in your body, if you're male, increases, which definitely won't increase the amount of hair on your chest. It will decrease the amount of hair on your chest, which is driven by testosterone. So, Caroline, have you come across any scientific howlers in your neck of the woods?
Oh, plenty. But the one I've picked up today is that just that phrase, in space, no one can hear you scream. Now, this is actually right, but perhaps not for the reasons people expect. Because the thing is, sound requires a medium. And so the pet answer is, there's no sound in space because space is a vacuum. Actually, there's plenty of sound in space because the space between the stars and even between galaxies isn't a true vacuum.
There's what, one atom per cubic metre or something, is it?
I mean, if you think the air in this room, probably the air molecules it occupies a thousandth of the volume. They're separated by, you know, a distance 10 times their size. Once you go out in space, they're separated by, you know, at least a million, 10 million times their size. So there's still a medium. It can still transmit sounds. But if you think how a sound works, you have to kind of displace a molecule far enough that it hits another molecule. And it's those vibrations that set at the compressions and the rarefactions. It's a sound wave. So in space, you can transmit sounds, but they could have been incredibly long wavelength.
Very, very low frequency, in other words.
Very, very low frequency, yes. So if you could remove your helmet, there are sounds in space, but you wouldn't hear them because they're going to be way out of the sort of 20 to 20,000 hertz that our ears can pick
up. Yes, because our ears are sensitive from about 50 and upwards to about 15,000 in an adult, aren't they? So under 50 hertz, you're not going to hear it. So you're saying these frequencies would be so low,
no
chance of hearing them.
That's right. And indeed, one of these sounds I have studied is in an atmosphere that's in a whole cluster of galaxies where the frequency is like one cycle every 10 million years, right?
Goodness.
So that is extreme sound.
So
there are sounds in space, but it's just such a very different kind of atmosphere that they're not sounds you would hear. So it's correct, but not for the reasons you might think.